This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The calendar for normal people says second week of October, temperatures falling, Halloween right around the corner. The calendar for business journalists says second week of October, the start of the fourth quarter, so corporate earnings for the third quarter are right around the corner. We got PepsiCo today, did pretty well, beat expectations. Delta and Walgreens on Thursday, some big Wall Street banks on Friday. Coming as they do, these earnings after three down earnings quarters for the S&P 500, expectations are pretty low, but hopes for an upside surprise run high, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman tells us.
Companies in the S&P 500 have posted earnings losses of 4.7%, 1.9%, and 4.1% over the last three quarters. And FactSet predicts another drop in year-over-year profits of 0.3% for the quarter that just ended, leaving investment analysts optimistic.
The worst of the earnings recession is coming to a close.
Quincy Crosby is chief global strategist at LPL Financial.
We've had negative earnings growth, yet companies have actually surprised to the upside.
And this is actually what happens most of the time, says Sam Stovall at CFRA Research.
54 of the last 56 quarters saw actual results come in higher than estimates.
So earnings might well end up in the black this quarter, which would be pretty good, Stovall says, considering that the years before, coming through the pandemic, were crazy hot.
In 2021, earnings were up 47% and then up 4.5% for all of 2022. So really, you could say year-on-year comparisons were fairly challenging.
The last few months have been fairly challenging for the stock market. A positive earnings season could help turn that around, says Jay Hatfield at Infrastructure Capital Advisors.
We're optimistic that the stock price reaction will be positive because the market was quite weak. Expectations are pretty low.
Hatfield is bracing for rough earnings reports in a few sectors, small regional banks that are highly exposed to commercial real estate risk, and multinationals trying to sell abroad in a weak global economy. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.